Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale. This is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, October 24th, calling you from, similar to Cindy, a cold and clear day here in the Pacific Northwest. I think we've got about, I think I'm warmer than you, Cindy, but I think not by much. I think we're about 35 or 36, but we've got clear blue skies and certainly my favorite time of year. Yes. Super happy to be with you all here today. I know, Cindy, yeah, you've got similar stuff going on. Before I say hello to you, though, I would like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always are going to have something you're going to want to write down, whether it's an event coming up or a date for something. So be ready for that. And then also please press one on your phone if you want to chat with us. As you know, and I say repeatedly, this, you know, a big part of what our show is about is talking with all of you. So if you have any questions or comments, testimonials, you know, we'd really love to hear from you because if you have a question, somebody else does too, and it's the way we all learn. So press one if you want to talk with us. Okay, and just as a reminder, though, we do need to keep it to the horses with the horse unit and really stay away from anything medical. So, all right, with all that, Cindy, I'm going to say good morning.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, everybody. And Rainey's right, it is gorgeous. There's even just a little snow on top of mountains this morning. It won't last, but it looks really pretty. So the trees are red and it's just, you know, and we can take the fly masks off and the horses are hairing up and they, you know, they run around in the morning. And my carrots that I grow for them, you know, are just, they get a little bit of carrot tops in the morning as their treat while they're standing there drooling, waiting for their food to come. So it's all good. It's good. Yeah. And has Tiff joined us yet? No? Yes? No.
She is not on yet, but yes, I know she is planning to, but I don't see her on here yet.
Okay. Well, a couple of things just as, you know, kind of corporate things is that, you know, that the other blog talks on Tuesday and Wednesday deal with different subjects. And yesterday, Dr. Marlies interviewed Mac Larson. If you don't know who he is a relatively new hire to work as a team, really, with Ben Woodward, so that Ben is free to address some other issues in addition to all what he has on his plate. And Mac Larson is really, you know, comes out of the wellness business and has, you know, for and just, I really like him. I've spent some time talking with him, and the interview will give you an insight into, I think the two of these fellows together have gotten rave reviews for the longevity events where they are able to play off each other and leading the room. And it's just a good way to feel connected to the company to understand who the new leaders are. There'll be other opportunities, of course, but this interview is one that I recommend that you look up under, you know, the Beamer Blog Talk website for the replay. And the other thing I wanted to mention going forward as it is, it's just coming up this weekend, is that we have been waiting for, we've been asking for a long time because of changes in pricing and everything, to get an updated business opportunity presentation that's a recording or something to be able to share with people who are looking at the business side. And that's happening this weekend online, where it will be an opening, or introduction at least, with Stephanie Glahn, and then George Veronis is going to do this. And it's designed both as kind of a refresher and, you know, a kickstart, if you will, for those of us existing IBDs, and something we can invite our prospects to if they've been looking at the business. And so, you know that George will do a good job. There's flyers out even. The event is on your team-up calendar, so it's Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific, I believe. And this would be a great thing to have a virtual or even a real live in-person, you know, a cup of coffee and a muffin or something while you invite somebody to your house to look at it together. But the flyers are out. And I really encourage you to look at those and to invite your prospects to something where they'll be, you know, more than looking at just a recording. There's just something about being, well, ideally in person, but in this case, you know, it's online. But there's definitely an energy to that. So I encourage you to take advantage of that coming up. It's a little bit, there hasn't been a lot of advance notice. It was announced through Beamer Corporate, did send out an email with a link for both the Power Hour that's already happened this week, as well as this particular event on a Saturday. So I know everybody doesn't always look at their emails necessarily, but there is a link there. You can find the link in your back office calendar, and you can also find the event on your share app. And it is also on the Facebook pages. So lots of ways that you can look at it and be able to download the invitation. I sent it out to all my team and sent it out to some prospective people from the business side, and I think it'll be fun. So do take advantage of that coming up. And those are the two things that I wanted to, you know, encourage people to take a look at. We haven't had too much. The other thing that is also out there, and that was posted on Facebook as well, and I'm not sure where it is in the library. I haven't looked it up, but when Megan Smith did the call a couple of weeks ago to talk about the change in regulation, PEMS in the three different states, that whole call has the recording is available. And then, as you know, we did a blog talk with Megan about the same thing. And I think, you know, that was, that covered a lot of questions that people might have had. So between those two things, make sure that you're kind of up to date and thinking about, you know, if you are in a place where you're going to change your language from offering sessions to a short-term rental. Anyway, those are things to keep up to date with. And
yeah,
those.
Oh, just a couple little things. You mentioned the longevity tour, but I when you were talking about Ben and Mac, but I just wanted to make sure people knew. I mean, that's, it's going around and it's coming to the Northwest here this next weekend. Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, November 2nd. Spokane, November 3rd. And then, you know, into Canada and after that. So just want to make sure people, if you are near and you can make it and you can bring prospects, I think it's going to be a pretty powerful event. So if you are able to do it, I would highly recommend it. Any of our live events are usually really incredible, full of a lot of great information. And, you know, Dr. Burka speaking, so you never go wrong hearing him speak. I learn something every time he talks. So I encourage anyone to, to go to those if you're able.
Yeah, really
I don't know what
point,
it is about Dr. Burka, but
yeah, it's that
every time he talks,
magnetism.
Yeah. Well, and he has a, and usually, like, he'll talk about sometimes a lot of the same thing, but he'll kind of talk about it from a different perspective or a different angle, and it just makes me think about it different. And, yeah, I just, yeah, every time he talks, I learn something new.
Yeah.
Many
and
things
so
new, usually.
And so in each of these locations, you know, they do have, like when we do live events, they do have human beamers on demo. They probably have a horse unit
mm-hmm.
set up.
Mm-hmm.
But so that people can try it. And really the feedback, because I on the manager calls that I'm on, the feedback from people has been outstanding. Just saying that it's, you know, it's, what did I hear just a couple of days ago? Oh, it was one of the best Beamer events that they've ever attended. You know, so it's just, you know, it's half a day. There's usually a charge because there's not at every location, but I think at most there's a lunch or a dinner. And it's a nominal charge. It would be something to, you know, carpool and do as a gift for your guests to kind of help make sure they show up. And I don't think you will be disappointed whatsoever. It's just it's good energy. Obviously, testimonials are always really nice to hear. But, you know, there's something about you can have been talking to a prospect for a long time and said all the right things. And then if you put
yeah.
them in the room with people that they don't know who say, you know, to a large degree the same thing, it escalates to a whole new level of credibility,
yeah.
you know, and they go, oh, yeah, you know, this must be not just, you know, something that Cindy and Rainey cooked up themselves. It must, you know, it really adds an element of truth there and conviction.
Yeah.
And then, you know, getting to try it in person on top of that is, you know, it's just a great combination. So I think these longevity events have done really well, and we want to have them really well attended too, because we want to, that's part of the consideration for being able to give a corporate decisions about having an actual convention, is to say that we've, you know, been able to have a good draw for bringing in new people. It's a good way to show them
yeah.
what this company's like, to get a feel for it, because I think we'd all agree that, you know, Beamer is, if you've ever been involved in any other kinds of companies that are direct selling, Beamer's very different. I wouldn't still be here if
yeah.
it was like all the ones that I used to, you know, and I didn't do a ton, but I did enough to say I didn't like this. And Beamer's in no way comparable. And yet, you know, someone that is new and they don't have a, you know, they don't understand that or appreciate that. And having a live event is a really great way to be able to, you know, show them. It's like a little sneak preview. Say, this is what it's like, you know. And I think
yeah.
the company always shows well. The other thing that people have been raving about is that one of the gifts that comes to people with these longevity events is the journal, the B. You journal that Stephanie Gleim really put a lot of work into personal development and a whole kinds a kind of way of a different mindset, and it's beautifully done, and it's something that, you know, you would normally pay for sure to belong to a course, but that's something that people have just been thrilled about getting. So if anybody, I know the ladies in Paz de Robles, I know that they went down to Carlsbad, and if any of them are listening in and they want to call in and tell us what they thought, we get some more personal feedback, that would be great. Let's share it and generate some more excitement. And, yeah, thanks for bringing
and
that
I,
up.
And
right
I just, I'm not able to make it, but I just clicked on the link for the ticket, and it's $29. So you were right.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nominal. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But we do have Tiff on with us, too. Hi, Tish.
Good morning. Good morning. It's good to be here.
Good morning. You've been screaming too much at those events. Your voice is
yeah,
clogged
I
up.
Yeah, got a little clogged up there. Yeah, no, it's going good. Good to be here. Glad to be talking about Beamer again today. And yeah, I'm excited to share some testimonials of some things that I've been seeing on the road while I've been traveling to all these events.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, we're happy to hear it. We do have somebody who wants to chat with us, but after that, I definitely want to get to what you want to share because I want to hear what you've been up to. But we've got area code 951. Area code 951, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, ladies. Greg Peterson. How are you doing today?
Hey,
hi, Greg.
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, you guys are rock stars as always. And what I wanted to do is to share on the longevity tour and the feedback that I've been receiving now. My best friend, Roger Fouch, he hosted the one in Phoenix, and then I hosted the one in Carlsbad. And one of my distributors described things really well when she went to the Phoenix one. And she goes, Greg, I'm a very personable individual, and I watch body language and facial expressions. And she goes, what really impacted me was when people were giving their testimonials, how both Roger and Mac and Ben and all the others and Dr. Burka, how they were engaged watching the individuals that were giving their testimonials and really were connecting with those individuals, showing the heart and the passion of Beamer, that it's not just like they were rolling their eyes and, okay, let's get on to the next one. It was literally, wow, we are feeding off of this, and this is why we do it. So that was one of the feedbacks that I received. And then the other, once again, is the testimonials. When you're in person and you can literally see the tears rolling down a person's face when they're given their testimonial, how impactful the Beamer was in their lives or in their horses' lives and how it transformed their lives, that is what's really impactful, as well as all the education and information that they receive. So I just wanted to share that with you ladies, because you guys are knocking it out of the park for the equine and sharing and helping us all advance and grow as we move into what I call the next generation of Beamer, because we had our first wave of people that came in 2016, and the company grew, and then we went through different times, and now we have got a foundation of education, marketing material, our corporate people, we're all getting together, and now we're moving into that next wave that is coming through. And I think everybody grab their surfboard, because we're all going to be riding this wave, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's perfect, Greg. I'm glad that you heard us to respond. And I got a question for you, you know, because we haven't talked about this, is I don't know if corporate or if anybody videotaped those longevity events, because, you know, can we take advantage of, you know, being able to share some of, you know, the video clips like we have done sometimes at conventions. But have you heard any conversation about that?
No, we're not videotaping or audio taping any areas, only because it would take a lot of time for compliance then to go through, review, take the clips out to make sure that everything. And what they're wanting to do is, as soon as you say, oh, it's going to be recorded, what is the mindset of people? It's exactly. People need to realize that what we are transitioning back to is in-person events, whether it's having one or two people come over to your house and doing a fun little house presentation, all the way to renting out a location and doing larger presentations, or corporate coming out and doing this, because the impact is being able to literally walk up to somebody, shake their hand, give them a hug, and truly find out, what was it that got you into Beamer? What was the spark that wanted you to learn more? And then since that time, what have you experienced? And when you can do that face-to-face, that is what is the most impactful way of sharing Beamer. No different than, as you ladies know, when you put the Beamer on the horse and you've got the trainer or the owner there, and they literally are seeing the differences in the horse right in front of them. That's what's impactful.
Yep, absolutely agreed. Yeah, and perfect timing, Greg. You're just spot on. So thank you for calling in and sharing that. And thank you for what you did in Carlsbad, because we know how much it goes into making these events run smoothly and professionally. So really appreciate all your hard work in that respect.
Well, thanks. I've just had great mentors through my best friend, Roger Fouch. He's a group leader. He is amazing in business and his business knowledge and how he can watch people's behaviors and what works best. And all we're doing is paying it forward because we all want this to be successful for everybody. So I'm just paying it forward, guys. And if everybody does that, just imagine how much faster and better we'll be able to grow.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Well, thank you, Greg. Good timing.
Just take care, ladies. I got to get back. Okay. I'm getting ready to move back to Iowa, so I got to start packing.
Okay.
Oh,
safe
all right.
Travel.
Well, thanks, Greg.
Okay. Take care, guys.
Yes, that was perfect timing, and good to hear from somebody who is, you know, obviously not just at the, you know, one of the events, but was, you know, helping run one. So, and he's right about the testimonials, and that was always my favorite thing of all. I don't know how many academies I'd went to back in the day, probably 20 or so, and those were always my favorite parts, or you know, the going around the room and listening to everybody's testimonials, and it is incredible how many lives were changed to the, yeah, I mean, crying everywhere, right? Because people's lives were so changed and affected. So that is something very special about those live events is those testimonials. So that is not to be forgotten. So perfect. All right, Tiff, you're on. We'd love to hear what you've been doing.
Yeah, that's great what he shared. And everyone has said about the testimonials because they are so impactful. When you are what I call boots on the ground type style, and you meet people face to face in their horses to learn about their, and just watch them, their body language, you know, their demeanor and all the things that you can't accomplish when you're talking with them on the phone. So that's why I attend events and I'm a competitor and I promote the product boots on the ground because I can see those people in person, get to know them, get to know their horses, and share the product with them and see with a demo what I'm able to show and showcase and educate them on what the Beamer can do. So, yes, I have seen so many Beamers over the course of the years. And I'm specifically, if this is some people are tuning in that don't really know me all that well, I'm specific to the Western industry. So I go to a lot of the barrel race maturities and ropings that they have. And so I've seen just Beamer blow up from when I initially started. And, you know, the question was, what is that? Is that a car? What are you trying to promote here? And so, of course, I was kind of one of the first ones that had, like, the Western marketing material to showcase because all of the material at that time was English, as so all of you remember. And you know, I was just able to put the Beamer on their horses and really just demonstrate what it can do. And horses don't lie. I mean, if any of us have been around them long enough, you know that if they don't like something, they'll let you know. And Beamer is one of those products that you put it on and instantly their heads are dropping and their eyes are softening and they're licking their, you know, chops. And it's just like they're cocking a leg and they just love it. And so it's been really cool to see. So a lot of the clients that I have acquired over the years that are from all around the country, right, because we know that we're sales reps and we promote the relationship, doesn't matter where you're located. And so I'm able to connect with people from Idaho to Hawaii to Texas to Colorado to Iowa, I mean everywhere. So it's been really neat to see the growth of it and continue to see my clients using the product and checking in with them because we talk about that, right? The follow-up is super important. The education is important. Ensuring that they're taking care of the product and that they're being taken care of when something does occur and that the warranty is being, you know, utilized because it is a really great warranty. And Beamer is very good about following that warranty and making sure that the product is working properly. And if it's not, then they replace the battery, you know. And so it's just been really a great process to see it from 2018 to, you know, now 2024 and the progress. And like Greg was sharing, the marketing material and the education that we have more so now than we did then. And I'm sure Cindy and Rainey, you can relate to this too. It's just, it's really saving us the tools to be even more, you know, better distributors. And so
Cindy, you were before me. I don't know what year you were. I know you were before me though.
2007.
What year did you start?
Oh, nice.
I didn't know you were that. 2014.
That's when the company opened up in Florida. Was our first office. So.
Yeah. So I was 2014. Yeah, that was, you know, faxing in orders and you know, things like that. So, and we had no marketing material.
Yeah, it was all, anything was in German, you know. But, hey, Tiff, I have a question because of, you know, just personal experience with, I haven't ever had to replace any of my batteries on my horse equipment. Have you ever, have you had to do that with yours?
Yeah, I've had several clients that have had some, we've had to do that battery reset. The factory reset that's out there, we've utilized that. And if that doesn't work, then I send it in. And, you know, you, you, of course, you send an email to Beamer. You let them know. You got to look up the item number or the order for the unit that you're sending in for your client. And I, you know, send them. I get the information from them of shipping address where they want it shipped to you and all the things because, you know, a lot of the times they're traveling all on a about, so sometimes they want it sent to their home, sometimes they want it sent to somewhere else. So I check with them on that, and I've, yeah, I've sent in several, and what Beamer does is a lot of times they're under warranty still, and so a lot of times Beamer will replace the battery because the battery has gone bad because they have used, you know, it's fallen under the warranty guidelines. So, yeah, I've had several of my clients.
I just haven't had any, my batteries haven't worn out, you know. Yeah, I've had sometimes where clients needed to replace them, but I haven't had, you know, at some point in time, but a battery's going to wear out. And I, you know, I know there's a cost to it. It probably, you know, it's like between $400 and $500, but I hadn't, that hadn't happened to me yet. And I don't know, Rainey, have you had, have any of your batteries worn out? I mean, they last a long time.
Not my batteries. No, no.
Okay. I think
no.
That's
I've had people that have had issues issues with their, you know, units and whether it's horse or human, but never the battery has just run out, you know, or just, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's three people, but pretty good. I mean.
yeah. Well, but the ultimate thing is, and even out of warranty, I've had to have some things replaced for some people. And even out of warranty, they really take care of the you know, any of my customers. They'll, you know, it's usually a lower replacement rate, right? Whether it's replacing it or changing the battery or, you know, a lot of times with the human ones, it's the cords or whatever. But even out of warranty, they've taken care of me and my customers. So always something to think about is even if you're out of warranty, you will have to pay for it, but it will be less than a total replacement for it. So.
Yep. Cool. Okay. Well, so I didn't mean to interrupt Tiff, but I just, you know, when you mentioned that, I kind of wanted to ask your experience too. So.
Oh, no problem. No, I'm glad you did. Yeah. That's great to bring up. I'm sure someone else has the same question as you did. So it's good to, good to talk about it. And then a quick little testimonial for you. Several of the gals that I, you know, have sold units to are really eager about the, so in the, okay, let me share this first, but it has to do with the neck applicator. We were all very excited when that came out. And so that's something I've been really promoting and suggesting to my clientele because a lot of times we would use it on their, on the cuffs on their neck. And I would teach them, you know, hey, I put them together and then I do a polo wrap or do vet wrap or something to secure it in place and do the unit at, you know, the 5-minute program specifically is kind of what I prefer. And I suggest on the pole, these younger horses that are a lot of the horses that I come in contact with, you know, 5-, 6-, 7-year-old horses. And so that is something that I have been just mentioning, like, hey, you know, we've been doing the pulls on all these horses for all this time, and now, you know, they have a neck applicator, and they're like, what? Oh, yeah, that's right. Thanks for reminding me. You know, at the end of the year, now things are slowing down, and they're getting their new set of colts that are going down the road, and And that seems to be a very common thing for a lot of horses, actually, you know. And if you're not sure where to use the cuffs, because they are such a great addition to the blanket, then I always suggest the pole, you know, their neck, because the pole's connected to everything in the horse's body, and a lot of horses hold a lot of tension in their neck. So that's a nice little testimonial
that was always my go-to place if there wasn't. Yeah, that was always my go-to place if there wasn't another area that they were, you know, specifically had, you know, concerns about. Then it was, you know, the pole was just kind of my, you know, go-to area. Yep.
You know, I think because you have some horses, particularly show horses, who are really fond of getting their ears clipped, you know, they can get a little funny about their ears sometimes. And I think, you know, what we had to do before with the cuffs was, you know, you were messing with it more, trying to, you know, get it positioned and secure it and things like that. And now where you have the neck applicator and the recommendation, too, is when you put that neck applicator on is to secure it with up close to the pole area with the two straps to the halter so that it's placed, you know, it falls correctly over the pole, doesn't stick up like a little third ear or something, you know, and then work it down and attach the other straps secondarily. But just to have it on and have it be secure, it doesn't. I haven't found any horses that went, you know, that looked and said, "Yeah, don't be coming near me with that." So I think that's just a little added advantage that, you know, not all horses are great about having things up on their head, and depending on their
life experiences.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say while they don't really like their ears messed with, they're used to things being around their ears, you know, whether it's a, you know, bridles or halters or things like that. So they're used to things being in that area, even if they don't like their ears particularly touched. So, yeah, if you can get that, you know, up right in that area and just secure it, you're not messing with it too much. You know, they should be, most horses, like I said, are pretty used to being, you know, things being up around their ears, you know.
So no, you were going to give us a testimonial, or was that what you already talked about, Tiff?
Yeah, a little bit. I actually do have a testimonial now that we're talking about heads and ears that came about. So I have experienced several horses that have had some head shyness, is kind of what I call it. I'm not sure where it transpired from, but somewhere along the line. And this particular horse that I'm thinking of is a horse that the gal that I travel with and friends with and work for, and she's a trainer. And she had this horse that came to her that she purchased, actually, that was kind of a, what do you call, like a, no one really wanted her. Like she had, you know, some issues. And so she worked with her quite a long time, and she's won a lot of stuff on her now. But when she first came to her, that was one of the things that she had, you know, difficulties with people by her head. Like she just was not, I mean, it was hard to get the halter on and off, like anything to do with her head at all. Like ears, even close to her ears, she's just not having it. And so that is what we did. We did, you know, of course, we were doing the Beamer blanket. She owns a unit that she purchased from me. And when we travel together, we use both of our units on all of her horses and to get, you know, to get things done quickly. And we put the cuffs together and we, you know, wrap them lower down by her withers, right? And then as she relaxes, I would move them up towards her ears and her head. And as we continued to work with her and develop that trust in knowing that she's relaxed and she can, you know, this is a good product, that she enjoys the, you know, the sessions, the demos. In her case, you know, she owns the Beamer, so she's able to, you know, use them on her own horses. We noticed just so much better. She's still a little bit, you know, not a big fan, like tolerate it, you know, now, but it's so, so much better now. And that's a common thing we do. particular horse every single time we're, you know, getting ready to, you know, leave for an event or at an event. You just know that she's a lot more sensitive than the other horses because of whatever she's been through. And, but the Beamer, I mean, she's so much more relaxed. She's so much more willing. And now we've developed that trust with her and with that. So that's a pretty nice, story about a horse that's come from, you know, some traumatic experience to now being able to trust us because the Beamer has provided that.
And for people that listen to this that, you know, might not be as familiar with horses, you know, it's hard to tell if you get a horse that you don't know what their life has been like before they come to you. But horses have extremely long memories, and it could be just one instance. You know, somebody grabbed that ear or something happened one time, and that horse will never forget it the rest of its life. You know, so working with, you know, gradually and gently trying to say that won't happen with me, you know, or you, like Tiff was describing, but it can take a lot of, you know, repetition and just gentle reassurance. But it's something I think people don't always necessarily focus on, is saying, you know, that the horses remember. And particularly it seems to me that mares have the best memory of all.
And, agreed.
And you,
I don't know why.
Appreciate this, Rainey, but I had, you know, our mare that was Queen Diva. And when one time when I think we were doing West Nile or something, and the vet got the vaccine got in the muscle, and she didn't like that too much. And when she would, anytime for the rest of her life, I even had to change vets for her, because when she would see the vet truck coming up the driveway, she would pin her ears and charge the fence. That he never touched her again.
Yeah.
So, you know, that, and that's not an unusual story. So, anyway,
no.
Something that I don't know why this popped into my head, but just kind of maybe it's been a couple of people that have reached out to me in the last week or so. But I would really encourage you, for those people, if you've already sold horse sets to, and to say, okay, well, they're going to call me if they have a question or if they have a problem. But I really want to, you know, encourage you to go back and ask how they're doing and what they're doing, because what I find consistently, as much as I think that I do a good job of explaining, no, don't do that, what happens is people get stuck in one mode, and they do program 3 every single time for every single circumstance all the time. And I'm going, no, we talked about that. Well, it doesn't matter if you talked about it, they didn't remember it. And so going back to, you know, see what people are doing and what they're using, you know, when they're using different programs under different circumstances, but to remind them that it's a good idea to rotate the programs periodically. And it doesn't, you know, when people get stuck in the mode of thinking, well, you know, if 5 minutes is good, 15 minutes must be better, and the highest must be the better, and bigger is better, and all that kind of stuff that we combat in the same way on the human side, saying, you know, more is not necessarily better. But it's really a chance to go back and see what they're doing, and I think you'll be a little bit dismayed and surprised, like I was. But that's a service to, you know, check with your clients and see what they're doing.
And I think what it comes down for me in my experience when I've done that and checked back and find out people, it's when they first get it, they're really excited, and you've told them all the things, but you told them a lot in the beginning, right? You were talking to them a lot.
Much.
You were giving them a lot of information. So some of the things they heard, but they didn't really hear, but, you know, it was kind of in their head. And in the beginning, maybe they moved around in different intensities, but then maybe they had a really good response one time when they used program 3. for whatever particular reason, and the horse loved it, and they loved the response, and so then they were just like, well, it worked so well, I just kept using it. Well,
yeah,
right, and then they forgot that you said, well, it might work that great that day, but the next day you might want to, you know. So they just they had something that happened where their horse was, or vice versa, they used it one time and the horse didn't like it, so they never used it again, whichever intensity, you know, whichever program it was.
Right.
So,
right.
Point. All of those things. Either way, either direction, right? And that's not necessarily going to be the case forever, right? That was just that particular day in that particular instance. So I think that's important to kind of, there are things that are just important to come kind of back around, right? Because they are getting so much information in the beginning and they're so excited and they're wanting to use it and everything's so new and so fun and, you know, they're loving the way their horses respond to it, but they're not getting everything you're talking about in the beginning. So, yeah.
Right. And that's, you know, that's just part of the customer service follow-up that you will find opportunities come, you know, and maybe you haven't had a chance to talk about the neck applicator and you didn't want to be pushing from a sales perspective, but, you know, your reason to contact them is to say, you know, hi, how are things going? And just, you know, what kind of, you know, what's your daily routine look like? And that you could make some suggestions that are valuable to them, as Randy said, kind of a reminder. And then, you know, that might spread into opportunities to talk about something else. So, or to remind them, you know, to ask them if they've, you know, had any interest from some of their friends, you know, and to remind them that you pay a referral fee, something like that.
Yeah, and so I'm sure, Tiff, you see it all around, too.
Mm-hmm.
Tiff, I'm sure you see as you go back around to all the different shows, whether it's your people or other people that are using it in a way that, you know, either you didn't tell them to do or that you, you know, somebody else or didn't tell them how they were supposed to use it. So I'm sure you see that in real life often.
Yeah, I do. And one of the things, like Cindy was just saying, the follow-up, it's super important because if you are not, I mean, I'm constantly seeing all the clientele that I sell this product to at the events that I attend. And so when I see them with their horses, I just, you know, go up and, hey, how have things been going? Do you have any questions? You know, have anything come up since last time I saw you? Like, what do you think? And yeah, 9 times out of 10, they're like, well, this is going on. And, you know, what do you think? And then I share, you know, like a testimonial of something that happened, you know, years ago or a particular horse that comes in mind that I, you know, done demos on or sessions and sold a product to, or, you know, I can show them pictures of things that I've seen from recoveries and injuries and things like that, that, you know, they've worked with their veterinarian and different things like that. But also, yeah, like, hey, don't be afraid to use the product more than once. You know, if you've got an injury, you can use it multiple times. You're not going to hurt the animal. Like, this is a safe product. If you have a horse that's pregnant, you know, if you have a stallion that you're promoting or that you're running, that they're also collecting on. This is a really great product to utilize for all of that kind of stuff. Like, it's a safe, effective tool. And, you know, sometimes, right, like, they heard that stuff maybe from the start, but it was so much information from the start. So it's just that continued relationship and building that. Oh,
yeah,
each
absolutely.
Time you see them or reaching out.
Go ahead. I know we only have a couple minutes left, but we do have somebody that wants to chat with us. So I'm hoping if it's either quick or we can pick it up next week. So we've got area code 805, area code 805. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, good morning, Triple Threat. This is Jan Hopp.
Hi, Jan.
Hi,
Jan.
Hi. I did go to the event on Saturday in Carlsbad. It was magnificent, short and sweet. And they had a book that everybody got, B.U. by Beamer.
Right.
And they gave everybody a book. Greg did an awesome job. You have to be careful of that guy because he's everywhere. He's on Blog Talk. He's on, you know, he's everywhere. You got to be careful because he might be behind you, you know. And I want to, they gave out buttons and hats, and it was a really terrific day. I sat next to two doctors, one on each side of me. One was really friendly and nice, and I had a good time. But I want to say Greg did a magnificent job. Mac He's a great guy. Ben, of course, is magnificent. And also Big Daddy Dr. Burka. He is, he's the best. And we never, you know, we always want to hear from him. So I just wanted to share that. But you have an Equine Academy on January 11th. They're going to have January 10th, 11th, and 12th. They're going to have a longevity and then I believe an academy in Tampa or a gathering in Tampa. Those dates. And also they're going to do an academy in San Diego in January. I forgot the dates though. So anyway, I just wanted to say you gals are magnificent. And Cindy, you took time. I had some challenges. You took time. I know you're up to your elbows in alligators all the time. And you took time to talk to somebody for me. And Beamer is, this family is so wonderful. I appreciate it more than you know. Thank you for being there, gals.
Well, thanks, our pleasure. Jen. Thanks for your feedback, Jen. I thought you might be on the call, and I'm glad that you, you know, that it was such a memorable event. Yeah, we may, you know, I'll see. I'm hoping I don't have to change that date of our academy in January, but we'll work on it. We have some time. So thanks for
Well, they said it wouldn't interfere.
Well, not
Who
if
knows?
Somebody, not unless somebody was planning to go to Tampa. So
right.
We'll see. I've already gotten some pressure about that. So these are moving targets. We're doing the best we can, and we're doing a lot. So thank you for always participating and giving such great feedback too. We appreciate you.
Thank you. God bless.
Thanks, Jen.
Okay.
All right. We are just about to get cut off here, so I will turn it around for everyone to any final words. Tiff, I know we didn't get to hear exactly all you're doing, but.
No, that's great. I'm glad I got to, you know, talk today about some different things that I've seen and share a little bit of testimonials. And I look forward to being here next week. I should be able to, so I will tune in next week.
Perfect.
And it'll be great to – thanks for all the listeners. Thanks for all the insight. And always good to talk to you, ladies.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, Tiff.
For joining us, Tiff. Yeah.
Go ahead, Cindy. Final words for you.
Yeah. I don't have final words. I want to get out there. It's a gorgeous day. I don't want to be inside anymore.
Well, let's all do that. All right, everyone, to gorgeous days. Thanks, everyone, for calling in, for listening. Appreciate the callers always sharing with us. Be sure to tune into all of the other blog talks. They're doing some great things on those other shows, so be sure to tune in there. But you know, we're going to meet you here back next Thursday to talk about horses. All right, everyone, I hope you have a wonderful week, and I hope you have weather as gorgeous as we are having here. So thanks, everyone. I hope you have such a great week. Bye, Cindy. Bye, Tiff.
Bye, Tiff. Bye, Rainey. Bye, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.